Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hello.
Nope.
It's Rob and Sue. It's your sports bros. What up?
Just enjoying some Ed Sheeran because nothing says are you ready for some football like some, pasty English acoustic guitar playing.
Sod up.
Go Ed Sheeran.
Now, is his show there at the stadium?
I would assume so.
Or is it like some canned thing that...
No, I'm assuming that it's going to be at the stadium. Although they had like some sort of choir, looked like some kids singing the national anthem. But I just saw some clips were bouncing around of Ed, and it did appear to be in a stadium.
Dead sir.
Hope you're having a nice little day. We've got one NFL player getting paid.
Got another NFL player getting hurt. Actually, we got a couple getting hurt.
Yeah, all from the same division. We'll get to that this hour. I have audio for you that I will present to you, and I will make you guess, as long as you haven't heard this audio, why Nick Saban's pissed. Because he was pissed today.
I feel like Nick Saban's always pissed.
I don't think always, but you know how he has to manufacture.
Sure.
Drama or, you know, like...
Is he unhappy that his team only won by, like, whatever it was, 35? Or?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. Right. You're going to hear from him, whether you like it or not.
You know what? I actually don't mind Nick Saban.
I think he's great.
Of all of the, the standard red-ass coaches, the Dabos or the Urban Meyers, I find Saban to be I find him less offensive than the other ones because he's just so honest about what he is and who he is.
Yeah, I think if you sat down for dinner with Nick Saban, I think he would be sneaky funny.
I think so.
And definitely interesting.
Well, and I think he'd be a little self.
Whereas Belichick would not be.
No. Although they're friends.
I know, but I just think Belichick's a little more, he's just more dry.
Mm.
You would get nothing out of him.
Your face,
he doesn't want to talk
face,
to you.
Insta-face.
He doesn't want to have dinner with you.
Probably not.
Nor does Saban, but Saban is more polished. Anyway, got some Blazer stuff today.
Yeah, and I told you.
A few little things.
And I told you Damian Lillard broke Blazer Twitter and Instagram.
You know, I haven't seen this.
No? Well, the art
No, I don't follow him on social media.
It was making the rounds.
Should I?
Oh, I don't know. I find him interesting.
Okay.
I like Lillard. The wedding photos were fantastic. Like, that's a... And I don't know where exactly that went down, but that shindig looked quite nice. He had the whole shades going on and a tuxedo that probably cost more than my house. Lillard's got some style.
How many games would his wedding party win? Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I did see the wedding party. It's pretty solid.
So you'd have Lillard at point guard, Bradley Beal, DeMar DeRozan, and then your bigs would be Draymond Green and Nurkic.
Look, you're...
That's pretty good.
You're a top two seed, West or East. And you got a decent bench.
Yeah.
Well... Look, when healthy.
You got McCollum, which is great.
Yes.
But you have Simons, Evan Turner, Zach Collins, and Snoop Dogg.
I thought Myers Leonard was there, too.
I didn't see if he was there or not.
I thought Leonard was in. I thought in one of the photos I saw Myers hanging out in the back.
Really?
So you probably hate some Jews, but he'll give you like 10 quality minutes.
That's a pretty good team.
Yeah, it's not bad. I would like to see the front court bolster a little bit off the bench, but it's a good squad. You're winning a lot of games.
So we have Blazers streaming news, which will be coming up. We'll try to get to that this hour. A lot to get to. How much of our lives do we waste deciding what to watch? A new study.
Oh, I bet you a lot.
And the whitest and blackest states, which we didn't get to yesterday.
I bet you if we counted up the number of hours per week that you wasted doing like the most meaningless crap, I bet you it would be staggering. That's why I always roll my eyes when people say I don't have enough time. There are a handful.
Oh, there's time.
There's a handful of people I know that literally don't have time. Like they work all, they're always doing something. But the vast majority of us schlubs, man, we've got nothing but time. We just like to lie to ourselves and be like, I'm so busy.
All right. I think we are properly teased. Now the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
That's a sticky situation. Yeah, that's it. What's going on?
We have breaking news.
What?
We have breaking news. Hair plug alert. Hair plug alert.
Oh.
What is...
Tony Dungy?
No. That would be our man to the right there.
Drew Brees. He looks good.
Those are plugs, my friend.
They actually look pretty good.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. What is it about going on TV, though, that causes NFL players to immediately be like, well, got to go get some plugs?
Vanity.
It looks way better than Jason Williams. And Urlacher's, for that matter. But that is clearly, he's done some upgrading on the turf.
Look at NFL fans.
I know.
They're going through the stadium with...
Not a mask in sight. Just...
Well, it is Florida.
Yeah, it's Thunderdome there.
Okay. The Nets have waived Jahlil Okafor. That's got Neil Olshey written all over it.
The final piece.
But the big Blazer news today is that Root Sports announced they've done a streaming deal with Fubo TV.
Yeah.
So
all I need is...
I don't know what that is.
They Fubo. Also already signed Patrick Patterson today.
The Blazers. Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh.
Two big pieces.
That Olshey is an animal.
Does anyone have Fubo TV? Is that a...
Fubo. No.
Fubo.
Casey Holdall tweeted this. The starter package on Fubo, which will include Blazers, Mariners, Kraken games, is $65 a month and comes with 250 hours of DVR storage.
God. Ouch. Yikes.
Well, I got Comcast, so nuts to you. I'm
I also have Comcast, so nuts to you all.
And I
also,
don't.
Lillard posted, my other piece of Blazer news is Lillard posted on Instagram, Rip City, my city, back for more.
Yes.
And of course, Blazer fans everywhere, their pants runneth over. And
he's staying forever.
He's never leaving us, his city. His city,
he
king
wants,
of Portland.
Ah! He wants Patrick Patterson.
Boy, is he letting him off the hook or what? Well, we'll talk about it. The Steelers give pass rusher TJ Watt what he wants, which is monies.
Yes.
He said, show me the money.
I want all the monies. And Roethlisberger said, give him whatever he wants.
He signs a four-year, $112 million extension with Pittsburgh. $80 million fully guaranteed. That breaks Joey Bosa's $78 million record for most guaranteed money.
And this was the sticking point because the Steelers don't like the guaranteed monies. And Watt... you know, held firm to it. And then yesterday when he practiced, everyone knew that the deal was done. Just was waiting to be announced. And we can officially say that he is very, 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 very rich. Think about that. He's still not the best football player in his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And TJ Watt is one of the three or four best defenders in the NFL. And he is now. He's better than his brother, but... he is not the best football player in his family.
We do have NFL football tonight, kicking off in Tampa, where the Bucks will host the Cowboys. If Tom Brady wins, he will be the oldest quarterback ever to win a game in the NFL. He is 44 years old and 36 days.
There has got to be a point where he just stops being good, right?
He will be besting Vinny Testaverde. Yes, there does have to be
a point. He just turns to dust. We've seen flashes of it over the years, and then He reverses it. He and Barry Bonds, the only two people to ever play Father Time to a stalemate.
It's crazy. So anyway, Tampa's favored by 9. It's good to have football back, though.
Damn right.
It's also good to have Drew Brees' hair back.
Number 2.
Yeah, you know, it does. Of the hair plugs, it's...
Looks great.
It's a little startling because you're like, whoa. But then when you take a step back, it
looks good. Well, it's one of those things, if you don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, which you do, like you are hyper-focused on it.
Well,
I'm not as much.
Actually, Mike is the one that noticed it first.
Well, it'd be one of those deals where you would look at Drew Brees and go, hey, something's different about Drew Brees, you know?
Yeah.
If you weren't paying close attention, you just look at him and go, what's different about him? Oh, he looks great, but something's different.
Fair.
And you wouldn't be able to, you know.
LeBron needs to call Drew Brees' guy because LeBron does it every offseason. It looks terrible.
Mariners are off tonight before 3 with Arizona and 3 critical games against Boston up there at T-Mobile Park. The AL wildcard is bananas. The Yankees are in a free fall, and they're losing again tonight to Toronto. So the first spot is now the Red Sox, and then New York clings to the second spot by 1.5 over Toronto and 2.5 over Seattle. Jays up 1-0 on New York in the fourth. The NL wildcard has 4 teams within 3 games battling it out for one spot. That's the Padres, Reds, Phillies, and Cardinals.
But for the most part, the Phillies and the Mets, it's a race to see who, if anyone can catch the Braves.
The Phillies, the Cardinals, won today. They beat the Dodgers 2-1. Phillies are tied with the Rocks 1-1 in the fourth. That's probably all you need to know there.
Yeah, because the Phillies are only 2.5 back of the Braves, and then the Mets are 4 back, and I think they're like 4.5 back in the wild card. But
Dodgers are now 2.5 back of the Giants in the NL West. Yeah,
only one of those teams is getting in from the East.
Trouble in Ravens land. Running back Gus Edwards and cornerback Marcus Peters both may have torn their ACLs on back-to-back plays in practice.
Yeah, I guess they said they shut down practice afterwards. They were concerned that it was a turf issue. But you now have the number one rushing attack in the NFL last year without their two best backs. That really, their only two proven backs. That is a huge loss. And then, of course, an elite defense, you lose Marcus Peters. That has a chance to really make a giant impact in this season, because that division, you can make the argument, either that or if you want to go NFC West, which one's the toughest division in football? But, you know, Pittsburgh's a little up in the air, but you know Cleveland's going to be good. Baltimore is going to be tough. And, you know, there's just no easy outs there. And maybe even Cincinnati might be better with Burrow. But, I mean, those are 3 massive losses for the Ravens.
So Baltimore is now on its 4th string running back. Tyson Williams. How do you pronounce? So it's T-Y-apostrophe-S-O-N. So is that Tyson? I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know either.
He's 4th string. And Le'Veon Bell is 5th, or is next in line after him. And then they signed Devontae Freeman to their practice squad today.
Yeah.
So they've lost 3 running backs to season-ending injuries all in a matter of weeks.
That's just... That is absolutely crippling, especially for a team that, again, just relies on running the ball. They are not a passing team.
There's your hot 5 at 5.
And remember, Ronnie Staley, their best offense lineman, is coming back from an ACL tear as well.
Refreshed by Coors Light, live sports back. Always better with a nice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Guess why Nick Saban's pissed today? And more on TJ Watt's big fat contract. And some Blazer news. Okay? That's what's coming up on The Fam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
You know what's weird about this game, Tampa and Dallas?
What do you got?
Is that I was just looking at Twitter and I followed Dave Shore, former 1080 The Fan host.
Yes.
Dave Shore. He's in L.A. now, but he was saying, I just watched the entire pregame, and they never once showed a Dallas Cowboy.
Really?
And what's interesting about this game is that the Cowboys, the mighty Cowboys, who just get constantly talked about and overrated every year because they're America's team and everybody cares about them, apparently, they are an afterthought in this game.
Absolutely.
It's all about Tampa.
Well, it's all about Tom Brady and the defending Super Bowl champs, and it's the first time anyone has ever truly run it back. It is true that Dallas is the definition of an afterthought.
Yeah,
here.
No one cares. And that's the mighty Cowboys.
At some point, we all have to come to grips with the fact that Dallas isn't that interesting, right? Like, Hard Knocks was terrible.
It really
like,
was.
Like, normally, if Dallas is involved, you're like, oh, I'll watch. There's interesting storylines. But not only is Dallas not that good, I find them completely uninteresting. There's just nothing intriguing about them outside of Jerry Jones. And I've seen so much of Jerry Jones over the years. Quite frankly, I just am like, all right, whatever.
Well, I think Jerry is very interesting, and that in turn makes the Cowboys interesting to me. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're more interesting if they win games.
Sure.
That's just it. And they've never really – they just haven't done much.
They had the 1 year with Dak, right, where they won 12 or 13 games. It might have been his rookie or second year. And outside of that, they've just been kind of
– did that team beat the Seahawks in the playoffs?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't remember that. I can look that up.
Well, they've won double-digit games 6 times since 1999, since 2000. So yeah. This is the last 20 years.
These haven't been.
Here and there, they're decent, but Jason Garrett, what?
And you are correct, sir.
Yeah, they beat the Seahawks,
In 2018, they did beat the Seattle Seahawks. And then they lost.
That team was 10-6 for Dallas.
And they lost to the Rams.
Yeah. Well, anyway. That's how awesome Tampa is. Nobody cares about Dallas tonight.
Well, Tampa really is good, and I will be intrigued because Tampa was not great all of last year, and their defense wasn't good for most of the year. And then they got hot at the right time at the end of the year, but they were kind of playing a bunch of patsies. And it's not like they went into the playoffs and there was this idea that Tampa was just on this roll and that Tampa was going to steamroll people. In fact, most people thought it was going to end when they played Green Bay. So, and then they obviously get hot. They get to the Super Bowl and Kansas City's offensive line is a mess and Tampa Bay exposes them, right? The defense is just this juggernaut and they beat down Kansas City. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, Tampa Bay is this unstoppable juggernaut. I would be interested to see how close that is to the truth. I know Tampa's good. They won the Super Bowl last year. You can't deny it. And it's a very good roster, and there's not a lot of weaknesses on it. Is there some truth to the fact, though, that they're not as inconsistent, obviously, as they were at the beginning of the year, but maybe they're not as dominant as we want to make them out to be simply because we remember the Chiefs Super Bowl when the Chiefs didn't have an offensive line?
It's a long season.
Yeah.
You know, but have you ever seen a team this loaded? Dude, they're loaded.
They are. I still make the argument that Kansas City has a better roster.
You think so?
I do.
So you have seen a team this loaded, and it's Kansas City.
Yes.
They had to rework their whole offensive line, though.
I think it's a better offensive line than what they had last year, and I think it's a deeper offensive line than what they had last year. So, look, Tampa doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. I mean, it is a great roster. I still think Kansas City with an offensive line last year would have beat them. Right. And I think they have a better quarterback. And
hey, there's a mask.
Hey, there's one.
There's a woman wearing a mask.
And it's a Tom Brady. Is that Queen Latifah?
What?
I don't know. I looked up.
Can't tell. She's got a mask on.
I looked up and for one brief second, I was like, is that the Equalizer? I thought it might be.
Somebody text us. They said Dallas is the Nebraska of the NFL.
Yes.
That's a great one.
That is a great analogy. Because they at one point, yeah, dominant. And now we're just kind of living off of reputation and, yeah, you know, kind of being, I don't know, just disappointing seemingly every single year.
Okay, TJ Watt is now, I believe, the highest paid defensive player in the NFL.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, he just...
Well, look at you just assuming.
Well, I mean...
He's got to be. $80 million guaranteed?
Normally, when someone signs a new deal, they're the, you know, they're the highest paid one. I mean, I guess Aaron Donald would have probably been the highest paid defender before that. And it's not necessarily just about guarantee. Are we talking overall? Are we talking per year?
Salary?
Annuals. Yeah, I mean, all of those things.
So he's
can
at
be,
$28 million.
Then that's got to be the highest paid.
Yep, barely over Joey Bosa.
Oh, okay.
Yep. $27 million.
Again, see a guy that just signed his new deal.
Myles Garrett, $25 million. Khalil Mack, $23.5 million. And Aaron Donald, $22.5 million.
So does that now make Aaron Donald the best bargain?
Yeah, it's like he is a bargain now, yeah, but he's 30.
Yeah. But again, it just, you know, this is one of those where now someone will get pissed because this always happens where you sign your mega deal and you're happy with it. And then three other people after you sign the mega deal, now you're pissed because you set the market and it keeps going up.
Like quarterbacks.
Yeah, it happens all. Yeah, exactly. And then like 2 years into a deal, the quarterback's like, what? I'm underpaid. Like no one was saying that when you signed the deal.
So Baltimore, somebody texted, another person texted us. Look at that, two in a row. And they said that Baltimore should sign Latavius Murray at running back.
Is he still hanging around? I mean,
well, he just got cut by the Saints.
He got cut because he wouldn't take a pay cut.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That he's better than, Dontae Freeman?
Yeah,
Devontae Freeman.
He's definitely better than Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
Don't know anything about that Williams guy, though. Maybe they like him.
Yeah, but you're going to need bodies there. I mean, they employ a little bit of a running back by committee anyways. By the way, I looked that up.
Any running backs available via trade?
I don't know at this point and what the value is. Running backs usually don't, you know.
Sell Christian McCaffrey?
If that the rookie from North Carolina turns out any good, the Broncos may be shipping Melvin Gordon out.
Yeah, didn't they cut Royce Freeman too?
They cut Royce Freeman,
so I think Royce is still hanging around there.
No, he signed.
Any good, though.
Did he sign?
Yeah, I saw this the other day, and now I'm not going to remember. So I'll just go straight to Google. He signed.
Well, you can look up available. You can look up available running backs.
Somebody, but available is not, it's more like who's available by trade. Like somebody actually good.
Yeah. That I don't know. By the way, I looked at TJ
Watt. Royce Freeman's with the Panthers.
With the Panthers. TJ Watt, the highest paid defensive player. You know, he's only the 14th highest paid player in the NFL, even with that mega deal.
TJ Watt?
TJ Watt.
So it's all quarterbacks, isn't it?
DeAndre Hopkins is above him as a positional player, and I think everything after that is quarterbacks.
Here's an article. Yeah. Three top NFL running backs that could be traded in the next 2 years. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jason?
Yes.
Alvin Kamara.
Simply just for cost, he makes too much money, and if the Saints kind of run out of this run and have to go with the youth movement, is that
sure
what we're talking about here, or just wants more money?
Yeah.
Right?
All of it. Saquon Barkley.
That makes sense.
And Ezekiel Elliott.
Again, I you would have to look at how much money like Elliott has on that deal, because if the market for running backs, the market for running backs in the NFL isn't very high. It just isn't. And especially ones that get paid. We've talked about this when Christian McCaffrey signed his big deal and then got hurt like three games into it. We went back and looked at like every big marquee running back contract that's been signed. And I think we found like one or two over the last 10 years that like Adrian Peterson was pretty good. Derrick Henry has lived up to his. But you can go back for whether it's Todd Gurley or Christian McCaffrey. These usually just don't work out. And like Melvin Gordon, remember he bet on himself, and now Melvin Gordon, you know, is just an afterthought. I don't know anyone that would take on Ezekiel Elliott and his salary. You wouldn't get much for him at all. And again, even if you didn't have to give up a bunch for him, you still would have to pay him. I just think that their value in the NFL is not very good. Like, even if you dealt Christian McCaffrey right now, I'm not certain what you get back for him. I'm really not.
So the Niners have a bunch of running backs. They could trade, you know, Trey Sermon.
Yeah.
Mostert. They probably wouldn't trade Mostert.
They always seem to have like 17 of them.
They have Elijah Mitchell. Another option brought up by someone was Tony Pollard back up in Dallas.
Yeah.
He's not a bad little back.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think Dallas wants to get rid of him, though.
And again, when you're dealing with like backup backs like that that are cheap, you know, people tend to hold on to those unless Baltimore is willing to pay out the nose. My guess is Baltimore goes in with what they have, and you see what, you know, you see if your offensive line and Lamar Jackson and the scheme are good enough. You know, Dobbins is really good and was a higher pick. But, you know, this may be one of those, you know, by committee sort of things. The Rams kind of did that. The Rams kind of do it by committee after, you know, the Todd Gurley thing. But even they had to go out and address it. But they went out and got one. And my guess is Baltimore sits on it for a couple of weeks. And then if the run game really is suffering, then you probably go out and try to make a move or two.
All right. Up next, guess why Nick Saban's pissed. Because he's pissed again.
Yeah, there's probably 17 different reasons.
Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I forgot about this, but my one of my favorite Twitter follows is the Surrender Index. Mm-hmm. And after every NFL punt, they put out how cowardly it is. And then they said Tampa Bay has decided to punt from the Dallas decided to punt to Dallas in the Tampa Bay 33 on 4th-and-2 with 13:26 remaining in the first while tied 0-0. With a surrender index of 1.6, this ranks amongst the 100th percentile of cowardly punts in the 2021 season.
First punt.
God bless the surrender index. That is a great, great Twitter follow if you want, at surrender_index.
By the way, CeeDee Lamb, already with a couple...
a couple drops.
One was...
The first one was more of the landing. The second one was just a terrible drop.
First one would have been a good catch, but second one, Jesus.
And neither one were particularly good throws. And keep an eye on that shoulder with Dak.
Doesn't look good so far.
Don't let them fool you. That thing is nowhere near healthy.
Football looks a little wobbly, fella. Wobbly.
He's got some sort of, like, it's not like an acute injury. It's just going to be some sort of, sounds like just some sort of nagging condition that, like baseball pitchers have to deal with, which is why they were reaching out to, like, the Rangers doctors.
Hey, make sure you tune in to tomorrow's show. At this time, we'll be talking to Joey Harrington. Always fun. We'll set your weekend DVR. We played the backup quarterback game earlier today. Download the podcast if you missed it. It was in hour one. Okay, so Nick Saban's pissed.
Okay. He didn't win by nearly enough, or they weren't the unanimous number one team overall, or
you know how he does. He manufactures things to be mad about,
you know, his,
so he can get his team motivated.
One of his stud linebackers got hurt, so he had to bring in another five-star linebacker to take his place.
This is classic Saban. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, I think several years ago, it was the sixth or seventh game of the year. We just beat Texas A&M, and people started talking about our team. And I had to bring everyone's attention to what I referred to as rat poison. All right, so now we basically played one half of one game. All right, we went ahead 27-0 in the game. And then it was basically 17-16 after that with two stops inside the five-yard line. And, you know, so we didn't maintain our intensity in the game. So we were affected by the scoreboard. So we haven't proven that we can play for 60 minutes. Then we come out on Monday and really not ready to practice. I guess because of respect we have for the opponent, I don't really know all that. Or maybe it's what they read on social media or in the media or whatever after one half of a game this season. And, you know, then it was hot yesterday. So, you know, so we got every external factor in the world that is affecting our ability to maintain intensity and play the way we need to play and practice the way we need to practice to improve. We got the scoreboard affects us, who we're playing affects us, the heat affects us, the media and what you guys write every day affects us. So, you know, to me, we got to prove that we can play and maintain intensity for 60 minutes in a game, execute, do our job, play hard, finish games, finish plays, do things the way we're supposed to do it. So you know, I'm really excited about being able to play at home this week.
Dude, the man's a master. He really is.
They just
incredible.
They just beat the number 14 team in the country, 44-13.
Would you like to take a guess who they're playing this week?
Oh, yeah, somebody terrible.
Yeah, it's like Murray State.
Mercer. Mercer.
Dude, that guy's fantastic.
That's why he's the best.
Yep, that's
he's
right.
He's the
that's
best
it.
College football coach of all time.
That's a great example because that team is so loaded.
Yep.
And they were the talk of week one, they in Georgia. You know, they have nothing to complain about. Nope. And yet he complained for 2 minutes.
And I guarantee that that team on Monday got an earful. That was an old-fashioned ass chewing because you could tell he wanted to yell at the media.
So good.
I promise you, behind closed doors, Nick was up someone's keister. And you know what? That's like, that man knows how to keep people motivated because I'm sure that is a problem when you're dealing with Alabama. Is
for sure.
You know, you got to convince them that it's a long season. You know, and it's probably pretty easy when you're at Alabama and you win a national title every year for, you know, start believing your hype.
All right. Tampon driving here on your Cowboys.
The other thing that we kind of forget about Tampa because it's a bit of an afterthought and because he's had such a weird, you know, couple of years here. But the afterthought on their offense 3 years ago, 4 years ago, was widely considered the best receiver in the NFL.
Mike Evans?
No.
Chris Godwin?
No.
Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown.
Is he still out there?
He's still
out there.
I don't
think he's an afterthought, though. I think a lot of people are very high on AB this year.
But, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, they got Antonio Brown.
And he's their third receiver.
He's their wide receiver three, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. And, again,
they're loaded.
Before that, just, you know, what, 2 years ago when he went to the Raiders, he was arguably the best receiver in football.
Well, they have three great tight ends, too, don't they? I mean, if you count Gronk.
Yeah, O.J. Howard was hurt last year.
But he's back.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, they're...
I forgot about him, and then they have the young guy.
They're really...
I don't know if O.J. Howard is awesome, by the way.
I think he's awesome.
I wouldn't know. O.J. Howard doesn't suck. O.J. Howard is a talented tight end.
He was just hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt.
They have Cameron Brate.
Yeah. They're quite good.
Come on, man.
They really are.
By the way, touchdown Bucks.
Yeah.
Brady, too. Chris Godwin.
Teddy.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, again, it's an embarrassment of riches. JPP. Godwin. Ndamukong Suh, Vita Vea, Devontae David, Devin White. Yeah, it's the secondary last year played better towards the end. If you want to say they had one, you want one little crack, maybe in the secondary.
Yeah, I don't buy it. All right, I've got Blazer news. Damian Lillard is getting Portland fans all fired up.
Yes.
Got some streaming options.
Rip City, my city.
Yep, that's right. And the Blazers actually signed a guy today, apparently. Yeah. I was informed.
Final piece.
5:45 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Blazers catching a headline today. They are going to be streaming because, you know, they moved to Root Sports this year. So if you want to watch your Zers, you have to have Root Sports.
You can take a photo of you in Blazer gear and tweet it to them, where I root. I'm assuming that's what they do with the Mariners.
Oh, is that like the...
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Don't they have that on the broadcast already? Like, yeah, what do they call it?
I forget what the Blazers do it, but, you know, it's like...
Pictures from people around the world.
Yeah. Now that it's on Root, I'm assuming it's just going to be where I root. But Root's going to have the Kraken, the Blazers, and the Mariners.
So they're going to be streaming.
Oh, yeah.
On Fubo.
Yes.
FUBO.
I'm not familiar with Fubo or Fubu or whatever the hell it's called.
Fubo TV, and they're trying to become basically the sports streaming service.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Except I was told that it's like for the basic package, it's like $65.
$65 a month.
And then tax and all that.
Well,
so
what else do you get on Fubo?
It's mostly sports. I asked somebody who texted in and said, hey, I have Fubo. It's fantastic for my soccer addiction. They have a lot of the soccer, like international soccer on there. I just don't think they have a lot of like actual TV channel options and stuff like that.
So can I ask you pay for your internet with what, like $40 a month, whatever. And then you pay your 65 and that's the base, just the base package. Follow me on this one. Doesn't that kind of sound like cable?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that just cable with more steps, to quote Rick and Morty? I mean, just...
So their family package is $64.99. You get 111 channels, including ABC, AMC, ESPN, and Fox.
You know, you get all that with cable, too. just
their elite package is $79.99.
Yeah.
And you get 156 channels, including ABC, AMC, ESPN, and Fox.
Again, sounds an awful lot like cable. Like, I understand why people cut cords. I get it. You're trying to save a buck or two. And now, who doesn't want to save money? I just, you get all these streaming services and you add them up. You're over cable.
And, well, I stream.
Yeah.
And I cut the cord. And I can assure you that it is not. I'm not paying what I paid for cable. I had DirecTV and I had the NFL package. It is probably about half, if not more than half that. And I use AT&T TV, which just changed to DirecTV Stream. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, it sucks. Like, it's a bad product in terms of, it's just always freezing and it's just a bad app.
Yeah.
But it's got everything. I mean, again, like you're saying, all of these are kind of the same. But you pay way less because you don't pay for the stupid channels that nobody ever watches. Really.
Yeah.
You just kind of get the basics, you know, and that's really for sports all you need. So that's Fubo. I don't know. The Blazers also stream apparently on DirecTV Stream.
Okay.
But I have that and they are not on there. Root is not on there. You have to upgrade your package. So mine, I think, is like $50 a month.
So you do not have an upgraded package. That's what you're saying.
Mine is very small.
You've already told us all about that.
Yes.
If I were
a very small one
to upgrade my package, I would love to do that.
Yes.
But it would cost money, and I would get Root. So there's only two ways to stream Root: DirecTV Stream or Direct Stream, whatever they call it, and now Fubo TV. Otherwise, if you don't have Root on cable, you're not watching the Blazers.
Yeah, I mean, but this, I'm assuming this is going to be more households that this is going to be available to than the old one, the Comcast, you know, Sportsnet, though, right? So it's not perfect, but it's better.
Or more streaming deals to come.
Yeah, I mean, remember, these are just the two that they have right now.
Yeah, I mean, if they get on YouTube TV and then they're on, I mean, I don't know, what are the top three streaming platforms? Probably YouTube TV is one of them.
YouTube and then maybe Amazon and Hulu and Netflix. I mean, those are probably the ones, but I don't think Netflix has sports, but Hulu has sports.
But I mean the ones where you get cable channels.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm a cable guy, so I'm not familiar with the Fubo. I briefly have heard of that, but I have no idea. So when people start talking about all these different streaming services, to me, it just sounds very complex. And it's like, well, I get this from over here and this, and I've got this option.
It's
and
really not, though. Yeah. I'm telling you, I have one thing. I mean, we have, my wife has like Hulu and Amazon Prime, you know.
Yeah.
And Netflix. Mm-hmm. But I get pretty much all the sports I need with DirecTV Stream. And then every once in a while, I will illegally... watch something off the internet, you know, like NFL streams or whatever. But so you have Sling. That's probably Sling one of the top ones. And that's only, I think that's one of the cheaper ones.
So Sling, and then there's
you have YouTube TV, Sling, and then I think you have...
Well, Hulu is the two separate ones. So we have Hulu, but I don't think we have Hulu Live, right?
Because I have Hulu normal.
Yeah, we just have the normal Hulu.
That's what we have. Yeah.
It's all, to me, again, it just... Sounds very confusing.
It's really not.
I like having cable. Yeah. I like having it just right there.
It is so convenient.
Yes.
Like, everyone talks about this. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
It's just right there.
Well, here are the disadvantages. The disadvantages are, well, one, the advantage is it's cheaper, much cheaper. And you get the same stuff, and you don't get all the fluff that you pay for that you never watch, right? The disadvantages are, it is, you do have to kind of, like, seek things out. It's extra steps.
Yeah.
You know, to find things. And I will tell you, that DirecTV Stream, I don't know if people out there are listening have it and it's bad, as bad for them. Mm-hmm. It's got everything on there, the ESPNs and all the football games and everything. But my God, does that app suck balls.
Really?
It's always freezing and slow and weird. Not like during programming, just like when you're switch like on the guide and like looking for your DVR recordings and things like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just mine. Maybe I need to download it again and you know, reinstall it or something. But man, if I cared enough or was, I mean, if I was less lazy, I would switch to like Sling or YouTube TV. But
I just see like where people are like, fine. You know, it's I pay $60 a month for internet and I'm paying $60 a month for my streaming service. And, you know, you can go, you know, whether it's, you know, with the, you know, Comcast or if you do DirecTV and all that. I mean, they bundle all that stuff. And again, to me from a, and you, I mean, I guess you, I mean,
I'm telling you it's cheaper. I'm telling you.
I know so many people though that tell me that they spend $120-$130 a month, and that's the cost of cable.
Well, it depends on what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a bunch of stuff, sure. But well, here, all you need.
Here's the thing: is everyone has like 6 or 7 subscriptions now, right?
It does feel like that, yeah. Yeah. But some of them are really cheap. Like Netflix is nothing.
Right.
You know.
All adds up though.
Right, but I'm honest to God, guys. I'm serious. It's cheaper.
But you never have, dude. You
but
know
I don't
many,
have.
You know how many times you have to go searching on this? Like you say all the time, you don't have.
I don't have everything.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I don't have everything. But I don't really care about the Blazers. So, but I do. But see, that's the other thing too, is one of the reasons it's cheaper is you can, again, it's more steps, but you can get stuff for free with other people's logins. You know, yeah. Like little things that you want to watch.
Sure.
Like Mike's a Devils fan, right? Like, you know, how is he going to get the Devils games? Well, maybe.
I have NHL TV.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And you pay for that.
I just
because
want,
that matters to him. That
I split
doesn't,
that with my roommate.
But see, what I'm saying is that doesn't matter to me, so I don't pay for that. You only pay for the subscriptions that you want. It's like a la carte, and that's the advantage of it. The disadvantage is it is extra steps, and you do have to go seek things out, particularly when you get a game. You know, I don't know, just something random that you want to watch that you don't normally, it isn't normally on cable or whatever.
I just wonder if it's eventually going to come full circle. And we circle back to streaming services that are just putting together, because when I see these streaming services putting together all their packages and I look at what they have to offer and then you include the internet, I just keep coming back to the same thing, is it just sounds like cable, but with extra steps.
And so Fubo TV will be streaming Root for you cord cutters.
Yes.
If you don't have cables.
Or the DirecTV one. But you
Yeah, but you got to get the premium one.
You got the premium one and
premium
you say
package. And that's like $85 a month. See, now you're paying a bunch of money. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. HBO Max, this person says HBO Max is the best by far. Couldn't agree more.
Love HBO Max.
HBO Max is so good and worth it. What's that cost? I think, no, okay, so here's the other thing. HBO Max comes free with DirecTV stream. Okay.
HBO Max comes free if you have HBO on Comcast.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, there's other built-in advantages like that too.
Just like Peacock is free for Comcast.
Yeah, exactly. For Comcast. Yeah. And see now Peacock, I don't have. Advantage you. So it's all very. Yeah,
Peacock has ads, which is really stupid, but it's free, so I'll accept it.
I'll just tell you, man, the cable game, the streaming game, to me, it is very, very confusing. You may think it's simple. Anytime I hear it discussed, even this discussion we're having here, there is just so many different services, so many different options, and I'm sure all of them have their own unique benefits. Man, it just seems like a lot to digest to watch some movies and some sports.
All right, the Blazers signed Patrick Patterson today?
Correct. Training camp contract.
All right.
I'm only interested in Dennis
next.
Smith Jr. slinging that wood.
Yeah, he's also training camp contract.
Yeah.
And the other thing was Lillard said he's staying. Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah, he put out a thing on Instagram that said, you know, back for more, Rip City, my city. So
he let him off the hook.
Let him off the hook. Now, that doesn't mean he's letting off the hook forever, but that would that would indicate a recommitment to this year, which I don't think he ever decommitted to this year, but it made the people feel good, and they took the streets to celebrate for a brief moment.
All right, the club is next. How much of our lives do we waste deciding, just for our previous conversation, what to watch? It's a lot. A new study. Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.